Situation room?
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
The time now is 6:23.
What are the problems, Mark?
The Soviet Union has asked for a special session of the Security Council to take up the question of U.S. intervention in the Dominican Republic.
Who asked?
The Soviet Union.
Oh.
And the ceasefire went into effect. However, there's been sporadic firing. This is mainly due because the rebels don't have control over all their people. They arm citizens, civilians, indiscriminately, and don't control them all.
Back up now. Repeat that.
The reason that there has been sporadic firing since the ceasefire is that the rebels have armed civilians and have not much control over them. And by the time that the word filters down to them, it was many hours past the ceasefire. And the there has been some demonstrations by other Latin American countries against the United States action in Venezuela, Chile, Panama, and Argentina. And the OAS, Secretary General Mr. Moro did not make it to Santo Domingo last night because of the lights being out at the airport, so they had to divert to Ramey Air Force Base in Puerto Rico, and he's expected to arrive in Santo Domingo at 8 o'clock this morning. And regarding the casualties, there has been one Marine killed.
Only one?
Yes, as opposed to the report you had from the Army War Room yesterday. They asked me to correct that. It is only one Marine killed and about 16 wounded.
16 Marines wounded?
Well, 14 Marines and two U.S. Army. The ceasefire has not been signed yet by the chief of the rebels, Colonel Caamano. It was signed by his brother. They expect to get his signature this morning on it.
They about quit firing, though, haven't
they? Yes, sir. It's pretty well stopped, except for isolated sniping. Evacuees, we haven't got a definite figure on it, but they feel that it's about 2,000 have been taken out so far. And the number remaining is kind of hard to determine since the Americans are all over the island, and state forces will take many days to get all those and get out. Ambassador Bennett told General Wesson that the United States would not let the Dominican Republic fall to the communists. ceasefire was not an instantaneous pacification, but a start must be made. This occurred at the signing of the ceasefire.
Is this public?
Yes, sir, it's in the press. Reporting that the OAS is going to arbitrate the dispute.
Anything else?
No, sir. That.
What about Vietnam?
There was one armed reconnaissance that went out earlier in the morning. They saw no targets, so they dropped their bombs on Tiger Island, and there are currently two of them still out, which we haven't gotten results on yet. And we should have them all when we send up the morning report about 7:30.
Much bye.
You're welcome, sir.